This is my friend Laura. She's from Hershey, Pennsylvania, which is south central Pennsylvania.
Okay, so I say I had a bad day, and so that made me really sad. And I say bagel instead of bagel. I say bagel, like beg. And I say that something was crazy, like I just did crazy good on my test, or the weather's crazy raining outside. I just say crazy to describe everything. And I say a while at the end of every sentence, like, I'm gonna go shower a while, or will you go get me salad a while?
So I'm from Clark Summit, Pennsylvania, which is a suburb of Scranton, Pennsylvania, which is in northeastern Pennsylvania. Now, generally, the things I'm going to give as examples aren't said in Clark Summit. They're said usually in Scranton or, outside of Clark Summit, mostly because the population outside of Clark Summit is, senior citizens, veterans, things like that. So, generally, their vernacular is a little different than of Clark Summit simply because of age difference, I guess. But some of their vernacular runs into ours. But for us, even though we're 5 minutes away from Scranton, it's still something we make fun of because it's so noticeable to us, and it's probably really noticeable to everyone else. But if you're from Scranton, if you're from just outside of Scranton, it's kind of, you know, everyday kind of language. It also might be the same kind of things you might hear every once in a while in other states, simply because it's like a laziness of the language. It's taking shortcuts in the language, which I think a lot of vernacular is. So some examples are, our biggest one is Anna, which there's a lot of variation. Anna, like, ain't it, isn't it? So you could say, that's pretty, Anna. In that sense, Anna has also become, aren't I right? You know, isn't this true? Or just filler. You know, you're talking and you don't know what to say, so you just kind of throw Anna at the end of a sentence. Some other things we say, lawnmower instead of lawnmower. We also say, did you eat yet, which is our version of did you eat yet. We say film for film. We say milk and pillow for milk and pillow. I think those are better known variations on those kind of words. We say Scranton instead of Scranton. Again, it's like a laziness of the language. Some weird ones are ain't left. I'd go to the movies, but I ain't left, meaning I'm not allowed to. Some people also say bathing suit instead of bathing suit. And in addition to that, of course, we have like our own little, you know, slang terms for certain places or certain ways of doing things. Kind of like certain jokes poking fun at the way people do speak, just like any other area does. But I think it's interesting that Laura is about an hour and a half south of me, and when I heard her speak, when she says bad and sad and bagel, it's really obvious for me to hear. And some of the things that I mentioned in northeastern Pennsylvania are really obvious, but at the same time, I'm so used to hearing them that it doesn't even hit me anymore. But sometimes I'll bring it up and somebody will say, whoa, you know, Ano, what does that mean? It's so everyday for me to hear, even though I personally don't use it and my friends don't use it, I hear it in passing, you know, every day. So it's really interesting that, you know, somebody an hour and a half south of me can speak in a totally different act, you know, seemingly in a different kind of accent or whatever you want to call it, and just kind of like regional terminology, I guess you could call it. I mean, if you look on the internet, if you Google it, there's an enormous amount of information just on, you know, Scranton dialect, Lackawanna County dialect, northeastern Pennsylvania, which is, to me, really rare, because when I think of northeastern Pennsylvania, I don't think that we have any particular or standout kind of dialectical, linguistical moves. I don't know what else to call them. And at the same time, like, I think of places like Boston where, you know, Wicked and, you know, Hardcore and Park the Car, like, things like that. But at the same time, what I hear, the difference I hear in what Laura says is just as great as what someone from Boston might say, which is, you know, Park the Car and Harvard Yard, you know. But it's, for some reason, it's so more obvious to the everyday person to hear the missing R's, just because we're so used to hearing the R's. But at the same time, when I hear Laura speak, I hear such a great difference. And I guess that's just based on, you know, the region of the country you're born in, like, what you're used to hearing, what you're not used to hearing, stuff like that. And also, it's interesting to hear different kind of phrases, catchphrases, you know, especially for, you know, kids my age, teenagers, they're definitely always, you know, creating new catchphrases and, you know, just catchy terminology to say certain things. And it's just, especially now with music and lyrics, it's more popular, and there's just more out there. I think now with teenagers having such an appreciation for music that it's becoming like an art form. I mean, it always has been an art form, but now for teenagers, they're starting to play with words, and they're starting to play with the meaning of words, and they're just, you know, exploring, you know, the complications and the complexities and the simplicities and the puns that are possible with language. And it's really interesting to see, even though it might be considered slang or vernacular or whatever you want to call it, it's interesting to see how much kids are playing with the language and just exploring and daring to, you know, kind of go against the grain and try out, you know, new ways of expressing themselves, even if it's just simply through, you know, some kind of slang terminology, if that's what you want to call it, or, you know, through music, literature, poetry, you know, lyrics, and so forth.